On Saturday, Caden Stutzman of the Atlantic Cam Wrestling Squad won himself a state championship at the Class 2A 170-pound finals on Saturday night in Des Moines. Pretty exciting for him, pretty exciting to watch. And joining us now, Caden, congratulations. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you. It was crazy down there.
Was it fun for you? Sometimes in the heat of competition, you get caught up in everything. You don't really enjoy it as much.
No, it was awesome. I wasn't very nervous before my match. I don't know, you'd think I'd be freaking out. I got my last match my whole entire high school career coming up here in the finals at state. There's thousands of people watching me on TV, even in the giant arena, but I don't know, I was having fun. You can even see me out there. My teammates were on the side of the mat, and I looked at them, and I smiled. I was ready for that match. I wasn't very nervous.
I kind of found it funny on Saturday because I saw some guys up on press row, kind of from other parts of the state, kind of thumbing through the press information stuff just to kind of see and whatever. And they're kind of, some of them are kind of like asking me, where'd this guy come from? Because, you know, we really haven't seen much of him down here in the past and stuff. And here he is, one of the top seeded wrestlers and wrestling in the finals and all. Where did you come from? Talk about your journey.
Oh, starting my freshman year. I mean, I did good. I only had like 16 losses on the year, so 40-something wins as a freshman. I did not make it to the state tournament. I had a third placer and then a kid that lost in the blood rounds my freshman year. I mean, I could have placed my freshman year. I think I could have. Sophomore year, I didn't even make it to districts. I had the third and fifth placer in my sectionals, so that was tough. I lost. Kind of got thrown there. I think I could have beat the fifth placer to go to districts and then obviously place at state. But last year, I did make it. I won both sectionals and districts. And once I got to state, I wrestled real good my first round. And then they go to you win your first round match, you go to the next day. So it was a new day. I did not wrestle the same my next two matches. I went out there and got pinned. And then I went hard, but I got caught and thrown to my back in the blood round, and it was over there. So I did not reach my goals any of those years. So it was real important this year that it was go time. It was do or die.
Talk about this year a little bit, because I know you were committed as soon as that happened last year after the state tournament to really make a difference here in your senior year. How did you make all this happen? How did that journey play out?
Well, you know, I took like a week off after state last year and then went straight into freestyle and Greco. That's always a good look. It's a different style. You get better in certain situations, you know. You might not find yourself in those situations in a actual high school match, but, you know, it's a real good look, getting better all around. And then, you know, I took a couple months off, just some me time, and then I think 2 months before wrestling season even started, I started driving an hour every five times a night over to Council Bluffs to Powerhouse, and I'd get practice in there five times a week. So my season this year started 2 months before everyone else's did, and I think that really helped out.
At what point did you kind of have a feeling that this season might have a chance to end a little differently than the last few?
You know, I don't know. I knew if I went out there and I didn't give up any points. You can't give up any points to the good kids. You got to take everything. You got to finish first and you got to finish last there. You know, it's hard. It kind of just hit me, you know. Can't really explain it. You gotta be there doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's everybody wants to look to a moment, but it's a journey. I mean,
yeah,
it really is.
A lot of things adding up, like, you know, beating good kids, like adding on to your confidence and working hard, scoring on like a tough partner you have in practice or whatever. It can always help winning big tournaments, beating good kids. It all adds up. Yeah.
Yeah. You bet. Talk about this year's tournament experience. You wrestled really well and seemed to have control of just about every match, and then you get to that final match, and it seemed like you were more measured, maybe not quite as aggressive, but maybe more measured and more thoughtful about how that match is going to play out.
Yeah, you can go really hard for 6 minutes and win a match. That's you always got to go hard, but you know, there's a lot of strategy, and I'm constantly thinking during my matches. I can't, you know, you can set up traps. I can bait you into something. There's all kinds of things going on that, you know, the average watcher doesn't know happen. Like, they don't know that's happening. With my match, he was not letting me get his back leg arm, because I wanted to arm drag that to my high crotch. He knew if he gave that up, I'd arm drag it. So he sat there in front of me and tried setting up his shots, and I couldn't give him his number one shot. But yeah, I outpushed him. I pushed the pace the whole match, and I ended up winning off of a stalling point.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing how that all played out at the end, because it seemed like, I say, both wrestlers, you and your opponent, De Leon from Bishop Heelan, were both pretty measured, almost afraid to make a mistake at some point, it seemed like, too. It seemed like the match was played mostly on your feet. And then all of a sudden, toward the end of the match, you know, the official gets antsy and says, "Come on, guys, let's go." And
yep.
He got caught with a stall, a warning, one too many times. You got the point, and then you were able to just kind of play that out. That was like with 18 seconds left, I think, where you got that call.
Well, the funny thing is I didn't know I had that point. I thought it was still tied until 5 seconds. 5 seconds left in the match, we went out of bounds, and I look over at Duff, and he's yelling at me, "You're up by one. You're up by one. Just circle." And I looked at the score, and I'm up by one. I had no idea. So, yeah, just you stay in good position and finish out the match from there. It's just 5 seconds.
If it makes you feel any better, I know a broadcaster, me, who was doing the match too, and I didn't know either. When the match was over, I assumed you were going to overtime, and I looked down like, oh, he won 2-1. I never saw the actual signal from the referee that he was giving you that bonus point. So, you know, hey, it works out in your favor. You'll take it.
Yep, state champ right there.
Yeah, that works out wonderful. That's a great experience for you, too. Talk about what type of wrestler are you? Because everybody's got their own different types of stuff. You guys spend a lot of time researching during the tournaments and stuff and kind of scouting out your opponents?
I didn't watch any film on any of my opponents. I don't like watching film on my opponents. The only film I watch is of myself to better my own technique. Yeah, I don't scout out my opponents. I didn't look at any of my opponents on track. I guess the only time I did look at them on track is after I beat them. I wanted to see their records and who I just beat. But before that, you know, it's just another person in a singlet, and I didn't want to take a chance with seeing like a good record and being, oh, this guy's good, because I know I'm good, and obviously I was the best in that bracket. But, you know, there's social media can really get the best of kids.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much information out there.
Yeah, trash talking.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff out there to really distract you from the cause at hand. But you were able to keep that focus and keep on track during the course of that championship. And obviously worked out well for you. That 170-pound weight bracket's usually pretty tough.
Yeah. Last year, I lost to the kid that won it, Babcock, 9-4 at my own tournament here in Atlantic, and I did not get to see him again. Hoped I could have seen him in the finals, maybe taken him out, but you know, it's in the past. This year, I was going to make sure I was going to win it. That's controllable.
Sometimes when we live through something like that and have that that excitement, that rush, you know, everything kind of blends together. You had several matches during the course of the week. Can you go back in your mind now and recall a lot of the details and stuff? Will you be able to, as time goes forward, remember a lot of those things that happened and enjoy it?
Yeah, even starting Wednesday, I had 3 matches, state duels. I remember the kids that came out hard, and I remember the point when they broke and stopped trying as hard. I remember shots I took, good shots. I remember some of the setups I hit that I thought were nice. I remember getting thrown in my first match and what went through my head when I was on my back. I thought to myself that, you know, it can't end here. I have to get off my back. So I fought out there. My second match, you know, he came out hard. I remember when he broke. Third match, I just, you know, there's certain points in matches where I will never forget.
You bet. Well, that's good because you don't want to forget those. Those are great experiences for you. Well, it's kind of sad that it's a pretty elite group because we've had some really good wrestlers who haven't been able to get the job done at state and get all the way down through and win the championships. We've had some, but it's a pretty exclusive group for Atlantic, Cam. You got to be pretty excited to join that club.
Yeah. I think Fulman could have done it this year, but unfortunately he hurt his knee. I'm real fortunate that I made it through that whole tournament without tweaking anything. I was healthy the whole tournament.
Yeah, well, nothing is given to you when you get to the state wrestling championships. Yeah. That's for sure. You got to go out and take it. And you say, we've had a lot of good wrestlers come through here that weren't able to get all the way through to the finals. So no fault of their own. It's just tough competition when you get there. What's next for you? Is this the end of your wrestling or are you going to do it more?
No, I'm looking for, you know, the right college that fits me right now. I haven't decided yet, but you're going to see me wrestling in college somewhere. And obviously, I'm not going to settle for just being on the team. I'm going for that national title.
Excellent. Well, you represented Atlantic, Cam, very well this past week and all through your career, and we wish you the best of luck in the future. Caden Stutzman of Atlantic, Cam, Class 2A, 170-pound state champion. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.